This is placeholder media that you'll see if you add a layout to an empty scene. You can go ahead and delete it.
Welcome to Shutter in the Dark podcast. False teaching is rampant today. Not saying that I'm right and everyone is wrong, I'm sure that I can get things wrong also. My intention is to be in line with the Bible, not easy in today's society where everyone is so smart they don't need God or know better than God. There is so many people who are teaching false messages about the Bible. Inevitably, I'm sure others will say that about my messages also. But that's okay. I can take criticism, and I do want to follow the Bible. The reason I podcast is to help others get to know God, to be on the journey learning the Bible. And if you doubt what I say, please look it up. Please research it. And I'm more than happy to learn something myself. I actually encourage that. God is the reason I do this, and I'm on a journey getting to know God better. Recently, I have simply noticed an increase in pastors saying things that sound nice but are not biblical. One such group is the New Evangelicals, which seem more of a social justice group than people who want to honor God. God is first. God made the Bible. This is what we want to obey. Obedience is something we must strive for. How do we become obedient? Right now, the best way I can suggest, and as we learn, we read, and we study together, we read, study, and pray, and build our relationship with God, we can come up with many different ways how to become more obedient. That's super important. The problem with the teachings of the New Evangelicals is that they state the Bible is not inherent or infallible. In other words, they don't believe it's all the Word of God, despite the Bible actually stating it is. This is contrary to some of the most liberal interpretations of the Bible. Now, I watched this on YouTube, and the person who was hosting this particular YouTube video was Tim Whitaker. Believes that the Bible is not inherent or infallible, and that it contains contradictions. He emphasizes that the books of the Bible were written at different times for different audiences and by different authors with different agendas. He also highlights the Bible's command to show compassion, hospitality to strangers, foreigners, and immigrants. Well, we should always show compassion and hospitality. That goes without question. Why is he wrong? Is there academic arguments among the Bible scholars? Yes, of course. There always has been. But that's not throwing out the whole Bible. The Bible is God's word, not several little God's words, but the one and only God. Trusting the Bible is necessary to walking with God. Lee Strobel wrote a book called The Case for Christ. Read it. He started out as a journalist to disprove the Bible because his wife became a Christian. He became a Christian. It's a great book to read. It'll open your eyes to the reality of how great the Bible really is. When we accept Jesus, we get a bonus package at no additional cost. God not only saves you, but he gives you assistance. You know that? Well, Romans 8:9. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. So God gives us the Spirit. He gives us the Holy Spirit. They are there to help us understand the Word about God, too. Let's see what Hebrews verse 12 has to say. For the Word of God is living, active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of the soul and spirit of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. This is from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12. God's telling us that this Bible is something we need to adhere to. The living Word of God. You have the Holy Spirit prayer, study, and you're reading the living Word of God. Isn't that awesome that God says it's the living Word of God? How is this man's argument even something a Christian can take seriously? One thing is, I don't appeal to people's activism, aka emotional side, but I want the truth of the Bible. And yes, sometimes that's not in line with the social justice thing or how people want to believe nowadays. And here we have the verses 16 and 17. All scripture is inspired by God, profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. This is 2 Timothy verses, chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. Here are a few verses that help us determine a false teacher. This really is the clearest verse that I know, or at least I was able to find. I'm sure there may be others, and more than happy to hear that you share them, because we are sharing this together, this learning, this knowing God. Here we go, Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 17. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. Keep that in mind when you're listening to somebody. See what they really are. Are they talking good about people? That's a true thing. I really pray for Mr. Whitaker. Testing the spirits. Here's some more verses. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And by this, the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming. And now it is already in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Let's give some general facts about the Bible, the living Word of God. Ask yourself, don't you think that the Creator of the universe does not have the ability to assist you in giving a solid interpretation of the Bible? This is through prayer. One of the coolest things, that if you don't think God is real, here's some quick verses. The earth is a circle. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22. The earth is suspended in space. Job 26, 7. How do we know these things? And this is way before science caught up. Abundance of manuscripts. There are exceptionally large number of manuscripts for the Bible. In fact, the New Testament has over 25,000 partial and complete copies in various languages, with around 5,700 in Greek alone. This is far more than any other ancient document. For comparison, most classical works have only a handful surviving copies. That's why the Bible is God's living Word. Many biblical manuscripts are dated very close to the time of the original writing. For example, New Testament fragments date within decades of the original composition and substantial portions within 100 to 200 years. This significantly reduces the time for errors to accumulate during copying and compared to other ancient texts, compared where gaps of 1,000 years or more are common. And they say those are real, right? Let's strive to learn the Bible in the best way we can. It takes time and learning, and for me, I will take the Bible and strive to live by it. God gave us a Bible so that we can gain wisdom and grow. Imagine a world without the Bible and God. Want nothing to do with that world. Please take the time to look up the verses today and read the entire chapters that I've stated. It's actually really cool. The Bible has a way of just blowing your mind. How many books have you read in the Bible? What books in the Bible have you read? Every time you read them, you get something new and different from them. And there's even a different meaning. I've read a lot of books outside the Bible, and I promise you, that is not the case. You read the book, it says the same thing as it did before. But God's Word is a living Word of God. And God opens your eyes to different meanings of the Bible. So this is really, really cool. So I really appreciate you listening to Shard of the Dark. And I do apologize for a lot of mishaps on this video. I'm just working on YouTube. I was starting this as a podcast only, audio only podcast. And now I'm going to be starting this as a YouTube, so I'm learning how to use a lot of things. How to set up the microphone, how to set up the camera, set up lighting, those type of things. And I really appreciate it. But more importantly, the whole idea of this was so that I could point out some verses so that you can go back and study and find out God's Word is the living Word of God. And I really think that we have to be careful about who we listen to. They may say some very pretty words, and I don't care how pretty their words are. But when you tell me that the Bible is not infallible or inherent to the Word of God, I just quit listening to you. I tune you out. May there be some seemingly contradictions? Possibly. Scholars argue about the little things. But nothing overall in the Bible is wrong. In the sense that it's total garbage. There's a lot of historical manuscripts where it is. I don't know. It just upset me when I watched this YouTube video, and I just love God. I love the Bible. I love what God has given us. He's given us the Holy Spirit to help guide us through the Bible. It's the living Word of God. So in my mind, if anything is an error, the Holy Spirit will bring it to your attention. It takes study. It takes time. We've got a lot to do. Me too. I'm going to college. I'm working full time. I mean, we're also busy with so many different things. But the most important thing is know Jesus, read the Bible. That is so important. Just pray. Pray before you read the Bible. Take some time. I really appreciate you listening to Shudder the Dark podcast, or now even watching it. But please forgive all the errors in here. I'm going to try to edit this the best possible way that I know how to. Try to improve this each time for you to make this a better and better podcast. Add some different things. Learn how to edit a little bit. But this is just a journey. And more importantly, I really do appreciate it. I say hit the like button, and if you didn't like it, go ahead and hit the unlike button. That's fine. God bless you all, and we'll see you next time at Shudder the Dark podcast.